Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 358. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me. That's me, just the dude who shares his feelings for a living. And I still think that's so crazy to say, but it means a lot that you tune in each week. And it means even more that what I have to offer is helpful to you. And with that in mind, I want to just throw an idea out there. And at a glance, it's going to sound really serious, like, oh man, Case is going in on this, but it really isn't. This is freedom. This is life. This is a celebration of what we should be doing every day to be the happiest, most carefree, most successful, confident version of ourselves. And I'll start by saying what I've said a couple times on the podcast, or if you listen to me do interviews on other podcasts, I talk a lot about it. And it's that I'm 33 now, but I used to like really kind of cheese on the self-help topic industry. I used to kind of be like kind of cynical towards the whole thing. I'd hear things like mindfulness or meditation or healing or going inward or whatever. I'd be like, oh man, here we go. I'm going to hear about aligning your chakras, or how you need to vibrate at a higher frequency, or how a trip to the Himalayas and a week-long silent retreat is how you find yourself. And I'd really scoff at anything like that. Anything that said, be vulnerable, you know, celebrate your compassion, know your worth, or whatever. And it wasn't until I, for one, grew up, for sure. But two, also, it wasn't until I realized that this whole self-help thing, this whole mindfulness thing, meditation, vibration, energy, compassion thing, it's not very complicated. It really isn't. And it's not even that lofty. It's not rooted in fantasy or weird spiritual ethereal concepts. It's rooted in reality. It's the most pragmatic thing you can do. It's the most real thing you can practice. And that's all it is self-awareness. All those things, they're just different forms of self-awareness. Mindfulness of any variety is as real and applicable and as simple in life as getting a morning cup of coffee. And frankly, not being a morning person myself, it's that necessary to do every day. And once I realized that, I completely changed my attitude. Clearly, I do this for a living now, but it was realizing that that really changed things for me in big ways. Self-awareness is the key truly to everything in life. Being honest with yourself, that is what delivers you the happiness, fulfillment, confidence, and self-esteem that so often we complicate our search for. We think the answer to those questions, what will make me happy, fulfilled, successful, we think the answer to those things lie on the other side of our astrology charts, or on the other side of a ayahuasca ceremony, or with a life coach who can deliver those things for you. And don't get me wrong, I think those things are great. I think they're the cherry on top and they could be effective in their own way. But I've found that all we need in life a lot of the time is a very heavy dose of self-awareness. That is what removes the mental blocks. That is what allows us to create closure. That is what helps us respond more positively to our anxious thoughts. That is what leads us to love ourselves, respect ourselves, and so on. And I just wanted to say all that, even though I've said it before, because we're very quick to forget that. We're moving a mile a minute. We have responsibilities. We have a packed calendar, people coming in and out of our lives. We have a career. We have drama this, drama that, and so on. So much so that we forget to hit pause and really take a look at ourselves and understand what's going on inside. And one of the things I found we miss a lot of the time is that we need to heal. healing. We need to heal. This is a topic I haven't really talked about in the podcast because it's a very personal one, right? Healing absolutely looks different to every person. It has a different timeline for every person. And so there's really no blueprint for it. But all I know is that we need to heal. And far too often, we don't take time to realize that, let alone do it. That's healing. Healing from a breakup, healing from a disappointment, healing from loss, healing from rejection, whatever it is. Life, frankly, in my mind, is defined by our ability to heal and then find closure. And I talk all the time about closure on the podcast, but really closure is the end result of the healing process. It's what you get out ultimately in some form out of the healing process. And far too often, we don't take time to practice self-awareness in the first place to realize that we have things that we need to heal from. We need to check ourselves. And that's all I want to do with this episode, is I want to encourage you to ask yourself this question. Ask yourself, is there anything I need to heal in my life? That's why I did that long intro there, because we need to practice self-awareness, simple self-awareness in order to do this. In order to push ourselves on a daily basis, even to ask ourselves, what do I need to heal in my life? That's it. That's the podcast. But I'm telling you, this is so freaking powerful. Old Case would have really scoffed at this, of course. Like, man, what a soft question, dude. Just go live your life. You'll figure it out. You don't need to heal. You're like, what does healing mean? Don't go slow. Go fast. If you're not first, you're last. Like, get it in gear, Case. Like, stop with this. And I think that's so lame. I look back and I cringe at myself, as we all do. But acknowledgement of the things that might still be holding you back. And now acknowledgement of the things that give you double vision, that make you doubt yourself. Acknowledgement of those things is the first step towards healing. We need to heal. We need to heal from those things. And we all have things we need to heal from, big and small. But far too often, I've found that we ignore them in favor of just powering through, living our life. And I'm all for that, I suppose. I'm all for taking steps forward. I think my approach to self-help is more tough love than it is, you know, coddling yourself. But I will never not say that we need to take pause and heal. And, you know, healing is not closure. Healing comes first and then closure follows. Closure is a conclusion you make. Closure is a gift you give yourself. Closure is closing a door with confidence so that you can move to other doors. Healing is step one in the process. And I was really thinking about what healing is because it's one of those topics that's kind of tough to define what exactly you need to do. Like, what am I doing? It's like you're trying to put together IKEA furniture without the instructions. Healing certainly is all the things we read it about that it is, right? Healing certainly is acknowledgement that you have something that needs your emotional attention. You can't fix what you ignore. Okay, agree there. Healing certainly is no longer pretending that you don't need to heal. Yes. Healing is accepting the past, is accepting an insecurity, is giving yourself self-love. Absolutely. Healing is being willing to try again after being knocked down. Healing is forgiveness, all those things. But what does that really mean? And why does it matter? Well, here's how I look at life. When something happens that drains us in our lives, that is, it drains our light, our spirit, our sense of optimism. When something happens that threatens to pull us back to a level we already leveled up from, that is a breakup, that is personal loss, that is rejection, that is betrayal, that is failure, that is embarrassment. When something like that happens, if we don't acknowledge that we need to heal from that experience, we'll never find the closure we need. And I know that sounds hokey, like, Case, like, man, you've gotten soft. Like, you've got to heal from embarrassment. You've got to heal from rejection. No, you just need to man up and power through it. That's just, healing is not soft. Healing is not overly emotional. Healing is transformation. And frankly, healing is how you level up in life. And it took me a long time to realize this, that frankly, for lack of a better word, healing is baller. It's the move because healing is transformation. I like to say that healing is alchemy. I've always liked that word, alchemy. Alchemy, the process of transforming one thing into another. That is what healing is. It's not as complicated as we make it. Healing is the process of transforming one thing to another, one not so ideal thing into something that is redeeming. Transformation. Experiences don't just appear and disappear in our life. They then leach into our being and our essence unless we address them. Rejection doesn't just start as rejection and then disappear. No, unless you focus on healing from it, in some way, it turns into self-doubt and insecurity. A tough breakup doesn't just start as a tough breakup and disappear. No, unless you focus on healing from it, it turns into lower self-worth, for instance. And it's the same with anything that drained you. Loss, embarrassment, failure, you name it. And so I've come to learn to ask myself this question. In the most pragmatic, realistic, not soft sense ever, it's just, hey, what do I need to heal from? I identify that thing, and then I ask myself, okay, well, what can I turn it into? How can I transform it? Alchemy, the process of transforming one thing to another. There's this concept in life, spiritual energy concept, that energy isn't like created and destroyed. It's just transferred. It's just moved around. That energy simply spreads according to where it's directed. It moves accordingly. It transforms from one occurrence, from one experience to another. And I don't know about all that. You know, I'm sure there's laws of thermodynamics that might have something to say, but I do know that I like describing healing as transformation because of what I've learned. And that's that we can always transform energy. We can always transform something that pulls us back into something that's more redeeming. And that is healing. And that's ultimately how we reach closure. But often we skip that first step. We ultimately forget, because our lives are busy and we're not bad people for this, but we forget that there are things we need to heal from that we've just glossed over. And then we need to realize that we can turn it simply, transform it simply into something more powerful. We can use the energy it has in the first place to transform it. And then eventually closure follows. Transformation. Healing isn't fixing something. It isn't saying it is what it is. It isn't saying that, oh, you know, it's just part of life. C'est la vie, this sucks. Healing is transforming that thing. It's saying, okay, I'm struggling in my life because I'm holding on to something. Something is clouding my vision. Something is blocking my sense of optimism, my sense of worth. A breakup is still holding me back. The way a friend abandoned me is holding me back. The way my career has been up and down is clouding my sense of optimism. Something is holding me back. Healing is saying, okay, what can I turn those experiences into? Transformation. Again, because energy doesn't just appear and disappear. Past experiences don't just appear and disappear. They transform. And healing is turning that negative experience, that negative energy, into a more positive thing of our choosing. It doesn't fix it. It doesn't create closure right away, but it's step one. And I think it's something we forget in favor of just powering through. But I truly do think a moment of pause, a moment of effort to transform that thing can drastically change your life. That's it. Can you transform, for instance, the heartbreak of a breakup into a higher standard for yourself? That's transformation. That's all it is. Can you transform the insecurity that comes from failure into more resolve? That's transformation. Can you transform a lack of confidence that came from rejection into being proud that you are willing to try? That's transformation. And so on and so on. You're transforming. You're not reinventing. You're not creating. You're transforming. And that might sound hokey, sure. But if you don't do this, you're never going to be fully moving on in life. You're always going to have something that's holding you back, however slight or insignificant or soft it might seem to you. We all need to heal, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. No matter how manly you are, no matter how independent you are, whatever adjective you cling to that strokes your ego, it's nothing to think about. It's nothing to overthink. Healing is a necessary part of the human condition because we all go through experiences that drain us. We all do. That's part of life. And healing doesn't require a candlelit ceremony and lots of robes and weird lotions. It's just you saying, okay, something's up in my life. I can't find my stride. I feel a bit adrift. I'm not feeling that confident. What's going on? All right. Thanks for being honest. Welcome to the human condition. Now sit down and ask yourself, is there something I need to heal? And I think that question will be really revealing. You'll be like, wow, you know what? I look back. There was that one thing that happened that I really haven't addressed. I haven't transformed it. There it is. And that's all I'm encouraging with this episode is look back. Is there something that drained you? Is there something that massively disappointed you? Is there something that caused you in a big way to doubt yourself? A big 180. Circle those things. Even if you think you've already moved on, you still need that transformation. You need that put in that period at the end of that sentence. Think about that thing and ask yourself, what can I turn this into? What can I transform this into? Energy, we're transforming. That's what we're doing. And choose like simple language. Rejection becomes pride. Heartbreak becomes a higher standard. Disappointment becomes resolve. Whatever it is, we have to do this. We have to affirm this. We have to decide this because otherwise there's no transformation. Rejection remains rejection. Heartbreak remains heartbreak. Disappointment remains disappointment. And without the self-awareness I've been describing here, it'll pull you. It'll nag at you. It'll pull you back. It'll make you doubt yourself. So take a minute and just ask yourself the best question in the world, not a soft question, not an overly serious question. It's a pragmatic, realistic, day in the life question. Hey, what do I need to heal from? And then transform it. A becomes B, B becomes C. Negative energy becomes positive energy because you decide it does. That is healing. And then go and live it. And one day you'll realize why it happened. And you realize how that new energy, that new standard serves you. And you'll be like, wow, holy shit, I created closure for myself. But step one is taking off those beer goggles, if you will. It's addressing whatever is holding you back and deciding to transform it. So just wanted to throw that out for you, a simple prompt for you to ask yourself, what do I need to heal from? And I hope it gets you thinking. So I'll end it right there. Shorter episode. If this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And also if you could spare just a minute to give the show a 5-star rating and 1-2 sentence review on Apple Podcasts, or just a quick click of 5 stars on Spotify. They just added that and it's really helpful to make the show grow. But that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com. And until next episode, I'm out.